Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, and it is my pleasure to do so. I'm humbled that you're spending this time with me, and some of you may not know this, but you can actually listen on your Alexa device, so it's an Alexa skill, and you can have it start your day that way. We are in Proverbs 22, finishing off that chapter, verses 17 through 29 in the New International Reader's Version, and this is what it says. Pay attention and listen to the sayings of wise people. Apply your heart to the sayings I teach. It is pleasing when you keep them in your heart. Have all of them ready on your lips. You are the one I am teaching today. That's because I want you to trust in the Lord. I have written 30 sayings for you. They will give you knowledge and good advice. I am teaching you to be honest and to speak truth. Then you can give honest reports to those you serve. Don't take advantage of poor people just because they are poor. Don't treat badly those who are in need by taking them to court. The Lord will stand up for them in court. He will require the lives of people who have taken the lives of those in need. Don't be afraid of a person who has a bad temper.
That's a whole different way to view that verse.
Don't be a friend of a person who has a bad temper. Don't go around with a person who gets angry easily. You might learn their habits, and then you will be trapped by them. Don't agree to pay for what someone else owes, and don't agree to pay their bills for them. If you don't have the money to pay, your bed will be taken right out from under you. Don't move old boundary stones set up by people of long ago. Do you see someone who does good work? That person will serve kings. That person won't serve officials of lower rank. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love that last verse, verse 29. Do you see someone who does good work? That person will serve kings. That person won't serve officials of lower rank. Lord, we pray for our vocations today, that we would do good work, that we would be skilled in the way that we are working. I'm reminded of my journey toward writing and how that decade of the 1990s was me writing thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of words that were unpublished as I was honing the skill and the craft of writing. And Lord, I thank you for just that that long journey. It's been hard. And there have been many times where I've wanted to give up. And I thought, what is the point of all this? Why does it matter that I'm working so hard at this? But you have rewarded it. And I pray for that same reward for my friend today. You would give them the tenacity and the verve and the strength to endure in their work today, to understand that it is a gift from you. And that as they hone their skills, they're actually honoring you. Lord, I know that so often, especially in this particular society, we have made a strange dichotomy between ministry and those who work outside of the church. But actually, there's no distinction. We are all lay ministers, 100% of us, whether we draw a salary from the church or from somewhere else. Wherever we are your ambassadors. And there's no hierarchy or distinction between the two. So Lord, as we work today, no matter what kind of form that takes, help us to view it with the sacredness that it is, that we are actually doing your work. And it is just as important as someone who may be employed by a church. So dignify us through that and help us to glorify you in the way that we conduct ourselves. Lord, even at our jobs today, that I pray we would speak truth and give honest reports. Lord, we don't want to be folks who take advantage of those who are poor. We want to treat people well, especially those who are down and out and who are in need of help. Lord, for those who have friends or spouses that have a bad temper, I pray for grace today. I pray for discernment. Lord, I know that when I have been friends with or in a relationship with someone who had kind of an irrepressible anger, it ruined every part of my life. It seeped in. And Lord, I thank you for teaching me how to create boundaries around myself for folks like that. And so I pray that for my friend too, that they would recognize that they are in relationship with someone of bad temper, and you would give them the tools that they need to either separate or make themselves safe or bring themselves to a safe place. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We worship you. And Lord, I pray that as this day goes on, I pray you'd prompt us to sing, whether it be a worship song or any other song, but just there's just a need for melody in this world. And so we want to sing to you. We want to praise you in so many different ways, in the ways that we live our lives and do our work and honor you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can do a review on iTunes or Stitcher. 1 to 2 sentences is all you need, or you can even just give it a star, which takes like one little finger pluck on the keyboard. So if you could do that, it'll just help get the podcast into more hands. Thank you so much for listening. You are a blessing to me. Have an equally blessed day.